former chief counsel to Governor Mitt Romney, former counsel to Brown for Senate, former judge, now a state rep. Dan Winslow wants to be your United States Senator, and he all just won the first GOP straw poll in Danvers over the weekend. Representative Winslow, welcome to Boston Public Radio.
Thanks, Jim. Hello, Marjorie. It's great to be back on with you guys in the radio. So happy to have your new show up and running.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Happy you're here, Representative Winslow, and congratulations on winning your straw poll. I just want to play a little bit of sound of what you had to say right after you did win that straw poll.
The symbolism of being in a country club and requiring people to pay to vote is absolutely the wrong message to send.
Okay. What is the symbolism, Representative Winslow, of being in a country club? Is it very swish?
No, asking people to pay to vote. My concern, Marjorie, is that the Republican Party needs to be more inclusive, not exclusive. We need to reach out to and be relevant to women, to millennials, to new Americans. And that was my point. But, you know, I made the point and I move on from it because this week has just been all about reaching out to the grassroots. We had about 200 activists there at Danvers. That was the first time they got a chance to see and to compare all of the candidates, the first chance that many of them had to meet me and to actually hear about my story and who I am and what I stand for and why I'm running.
Okay, let's talk about what you stand for a second. I think I read a piece, Representative Winslow, a couple of days ago, saying you were the rare Republican who suggests if you were in the United States Senate now, you would actually agree that some loopholes should be closed, some tax loopholes should be closed to solve this sequester nightmare. Is that accurate?
It is. I'm just not a big fan of corporate welfare generally. I want to make sure that there's some public benefit from any tax breaks that we give. I'm more in favor of reducing tax burdens generally across the board and trying to reduce regulatory burden and cost so that companies can make a profit, that they can create jobs, that we can basically tap into the entrepreneurial spirit of Americans, which is what got us our success in the first place. I want to get back to those original principles, and that kind of message, that pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-entrepreneurial spirit, I think really resonates now because that's the way out. And that's, by the way, what we have in common regardless of what stripe we're from.
Well, you know, Representative Winslow, one of the things Obama's also called for is this corporate reform that would stop these big multinational firms from shipping their profits overseas to avoid paying U.S. taxes. That seems like a no-brainer to me, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican.
Well, I haven't gotten into that level of detail yet on our policy. We're just focusing now on getting the organization up and running and reaching across. I've traveled literally from the Berkshires to Barnstable County, meeting with activists, meeting with voters, really from Western Mass, where I'm originally from, all the way to Plymouth County. I was just in Plymouth County speaking at the Young Republicans, and I was in a restaurant giving a talk and introducing myself, and some guy overheard me from the bar, wasn't part of the group, walked over and gives me a check for $50. So that kind of energy, I think, is so exciting to me. And I think it's infectious.
Was he inebriated when he walked over from the bar? No, just you mentioned he was coming from.
I immediately called a cab.
We're talking to Dan Winslow. If you want to speak to Representative Winslow, he's one of the three Republicans seeking the nomination to run against either Ed Markey or Steve Lynch for John Kerry's seat. Our number is 877-301-8970.
We just got an email for you, State Representative Winslow, from Stephen, who says, if you want to run as a Republican in Massachusetts, you need to put out a few photos of yourself smiling and shaking hands with President Barack Obama.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? You know, I introduced you, Representative, as the Fluffernutter King. If listeners don't know this, what is it with you? And you have a long and storied
with
history
marshmallow fluff.
Of placing marshmallow fluff in different corners of the state.
Well, it's actually relevant to the sequester. In Massachusetts, if our budget numbers come in too short, and I helped draft this law when I was the governor's chief legal counsel, what we do is we say what the number is, whatever we're short, and we give the power to the governor, the executive branch, to grow down the agencies. It's very hard, and you certainly don't want to do across-the-board cuts which don't reflect values and priorities, but the executive branch really has the ability to fine-tune when you grow down a budget. And so that Fluffernutter debate was in the context of Massachusetts was running short in its budget, and the governor's budget chief, I said, look, before you cut stuff, make sure you know that's important, make sure you cut the fluff out of the state budget. And they replied back that there is no fluff in the state budget, and so I replied back the next day by delivering a case of fluff to the budget office along with my top 10 list of the things that they could cut or non-tax revenues they could increase to be able to cut costs in Massachusetts without cutting things that make a difference. Now, there's a direct parallel to the sequester. I support the move that happened toward the end of the week to just say, look at, you know, this broad brush approach makes no sense. It doesn't reflect our values, our priorities in the budget process. Pick the number that we're short. Tell the president, as the head of the executive branch, just like we do in Massachusetts, and Republicans and Democrats in Massachusetts have done this in the corner office, just grow down the budget in a way that makes sense. Republicans and Democrats were on board with this concept, and the president said he'd veto it. That's just an unfortunate loss of an
opportunity. Well, except Representative Winslow, the reason he said he'd veto it is because it doesn't include some of the loophole closing that you even say yourself you would endorse. Is that not so?
Well, the dance of legislation is that the president prevailed upon the House and the Senate to increase taxes, the so-called taxes on the rich. And so they did that in good faith, anticipating that there would then be these cuts in a sensible way. And unfortunately, just like Lucy pulls the football out from Charlie Brown, you know, when it came time the spending cuts weren't there and these added things. So my feeling is there needs to be good faith on both sides of the aisle. But in this case, to do across-the-board cuts, particularly cuts that have a disproportionate impact on Massachusetts, is wrong. And it's Exhibit A for what's wrong in Washington. And that's why I'm running. I want to run to get America working again, to fix America and break this kind of gridlock with some common sense values.
We're speaking to Representative Dan Winslow. There are a bunch of people who want to speak to you, Dan. On the phone is Joe from South Boston. You're on Boston Public Radio with Representative Dan Winslow. Welcome, Joe.
Hi. I'd like to invite Dan Winslow to the St. Patrick's Day Peace Parade in South Boston. We have a second parade for all the people who are not allowed in the first parade. We have the gay community, the Veterans for Peace, Peace Action, and other peace groups. And since we're spending $10 billion a month in Afghanistan for the next 2 years, we are in favor of ending the war in Afghanistan and bringing the troops home. And that would be a great way to sequester the billions of dollars that are being cut out of the budget.
How about it, Representative?
Well, you know, my schedule is not my own these days, so if anybody wants to ask me to go anywhere, and by the way, I'm happy to meet people everywhere in Massachusetts. I'm happy to engage in dialogue with everybody in Massachusetts, all of the voters. Just contact my campaign at danwinslow.com, and I have smart people that tell me where I need to be on any particular day of the week.
Hey, Representative Winslow, are you going to the St. Patrick's Day breakfast? Forget the parade for a moment. Are you going to the breakfast?
I hope to. I don't know if I have much good material at this point, but I'm going to do my best.
Nobody else does either, so it's perfectly fine. Let's go to Russ in Bourne. Russ, you're on Boston Public Radio, 877-301-8970 with Representative Dan Winslow. Hey, Russ.
How's it going, guys?
Great.
Good.
I'd just like to say that I'm a Democrat, but I would vote for a Republican if Republicans did the things they claim to stand for. For example, Republicans claim to be about small government and individual freedom, but they want to take away the rights of gays to marry. They want to get in between a doctor and a woman when it comes to birth control. They say they're tough on crime. And when, you know, a minority gets caught selling pot, they want to throw them in jail. But when we have bankers stealing billions, they're like, oh, well, you know, that's the cost of doing business. I don't want to have to choose between social issues, like I believe in abortion rights, I believe in gay marriage, but I also believe in the Second Amendment. And I really hate that I have to choose between, you know, one or the other. I can't find a politician who really represents small government and individual freedom.
Russ, thank you for the call. It's a great call.
Are you that candidate, Dan Winslow?
Of course I'm that candidate, Jim. everybody should vote for me, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats. I won my first election, by the way, state representative against a well-financed Democrat with nearly 68% of the vote. And so I have to have crossover appeal. And the way I have that appeal is I focus my efforts, I focus my energy and ideas on the many things that we all have in common and not on those few things that divide us. So fiscal reality, the debt, the deficit, to create jobs, all of us have these issues in common. We want a good education system for our kids. We want a better generation for our kids and our grandkids than what we found in our economy. And so my campaign is about new ideas, new thinking, and a new approach. We're going to roll up our sleeves and go down to Washington and tackle the problems. We're not going to do that by sending the same people back to Washington who've been there for years.
Okay, give us, before you go, Dan Winslow, you just said new ideas. Give us, in short, the single best new idea you're bringing to the table.
I don't have any one, Jim, you know me, I don't have any one single idea, but I will say that I want to talk about entitlement reform at the federal level. I've done it at the state level. I've got some ideas about how we can take care of those people who truly need a hand up and to stop the hand out that simply perpetuates intergenerational poverty. I want to have programs in America that we know work. For me, simply shoveling money at a social ill, it doesn't make me feel better about myself. I want to see the money have value, have impact in improving people's lives, and we can do it.
Hey, Dan Winslow, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us, and good luck. I know it's going to be a hectic few weeks ahead of you, Dan. I hope you get your sneakers on.
I do. We are ready for the sprint.
Okay.
Thanks,
yeah.
Dan
thank
Winslow.
Thank you. That was State Representative Dan Winslow, who's running in the U.S. Senate special election. Up next on WGBH, Boston Public Radio, do you tap into your inner curmudgeon when you post comments online? We're going to talk about why posting online often awakens our meanest, nastiest, and downright dirtiest selves. That's next on 89.7 WGBH.